"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
All right, stay with us. We got a lot to talk about this hour. A couple of celebrities that we're going to be talking about for completely different reasons. The first we're going to get to in a moment is a big phony. We're also going to talk about the tough choices for the Germans as they continue to face problems with their energy supply, thanks to their relationship with Russia, which clearly deteriorated after Russia invaded Ukraine. It's all coming up in a few moments here on the John and Ken Show. So in 2018, this celebrity said the following: "I'm terrified of global warming. Global warming is a scientific reality. It's not a political trick. It's a true piece of real, measurable, quantifiable science. People have to come around to believing that this is, that we're going to have a kind of confrontation with destiny unless we do something about it today. Everyone has to be held responsible for their role. You know that you're not mindful of something that could pose a danger to your children and grandchildren? Then you just go blithely through life with aerosol cans and doing all sorts of things that are depleting the ozone?" We're talking about the world famous movie producer and director Steven Spielberg. Those were his comments in 2018 when a movie was coming out called Ready Player One.
So he's not only terrified of climate change, but he also thinks every little thing you do, you're responsible for adding to the situation.
Yes.
So the Daily Mail has discovered that Steven Spielberg, I'm sorry. When I start reading about a hypocrite, I begin sneezing. He has burned through more than $116,000 worth of jet fuel since June.
Yeah, this actually comes from the database compiled by Celebrity Jets. We talked about this story a few weeks ago. They had a list of celebrities. Remember, Taylor Swift was the top producer, and I think the Kardashians were up there too. And the explanation was, well, I wasn't always on the plane. Sometimes someone else is flying it, or they're just flying it between locations. Does it really matter?
It's your plane. It's blown
out. I didn't make those trips. Stop picking on me. They have to move the plane around. I think the Kardashians were trying to park it in a cheaper place.
They moved it from Camarillo to Van Nuys.
Something like that.
And it was
a
17-minute flight.
I think it was the reverse. Van Nuys was more expensive, so they parked it in Camarillo.
Are the Kardashians on an austerity kick? They're trying to cut back?
Well, yeah.
Because of the recession?
Isn't there?
Hey, I want to.
They still have a show. I thought E finally ended that show.
Yeah, but it showed up somewhere else.
It's on Hulu.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, these streaming companies—they're going down. By the way,
well,
they're spending a hell of a lot of money. I don't know. They must be operating at losses.
Yeah, they are. On purpose, they're trying to grab market share.
Right. Well, it's sort of like the Uber.
Yeah,
Lyft theory that you try to drive the competition out.
Right.
Then eventually, when you're all alone, you raise prices on everyone.
And then one month they're going to say, "Hey, it's going to cost you $80 to watch Netflix." It's like, oh,
well,
maybe not.
But we're getting off track. But quickly, you see what they're doing now? They're going back to commercial TV because they're going to they've lost, not lost, but they can't really get any more streaming subscribers to pay those high prices for no commercials. So they're going to, like, Netflix is going to step down and offer people, because Hulu is one of those ones where if you want the cheap version, you have to watch the commercials. It's kind of annoying, but so we'll be back to regular commercial cable TV before long with the streaming.
Yeah, I mean,
because people do want stuff cheap or they want it free.
Well, except we're paying enough. I mean, you had 4 or 5 or 6 of these streaming services, that gets to be a pretty decent sized.
Right. So then you sit down, you look at it one day, and either you dump it or you opt for the cheaper commercial service.
They have a bad business model, the streamers. They're paying ridiculous amounts of money for crappy programs.
Oh, some of these productions are elaborate. I watched some dopey movie on Netflix over the weekend with two big stars in it, and I could tell it was a gigantic budget. And it wasn't even that good, but.
But that's what I mean. They're spending a ton of money. It's not that good. But, you know, when you get tired of paying $17, it's like, then we'll feed you commercials.
All right. So, yeah, they found out that Spielberg's plane, which is a Gulfstream G650, has burned at least $116,000 worth of jet fuel over the course of 16 trips, spanning nearly 17,000 miles since just June 23rd, according to this flight tracking data.
Wow. The
figures are likely an underestimate since the database did not calculate fuel and distance metrics of at least 3 trips made by Spielberg's jet.
Wait a second. He says everyone has to be mindful.
Mindful.
Because
it's real, measurable, quantifiable science.
It could pose a danger to your children and grandchildren. And then he just blew.
What if we all flew jets like you, Stephen? What if we all did that?
God.
Planet already be dead, according to you.
Do they not know they're phonies? Like when they say these things publicly and they scold all the dirty, unwashed people for their bad global warming habits, right?
Yeah.
When they get in the plane the next day, they know they're blowing hundreds of thousands of dollars on jet fuel. They know they're putting out many, many tons of carbon dioxide. They do not connect their public scoldings, or I guess they think no one's going to know. I mean, the thing is, if you fly a private jet, it's still public knowledge.
Yeah, because of the flight plan and everything else you have to do. Yeah, you can't just fly anywhere you want without telling the airports wherever you're going. Right.
Like, he spent $15,831 flying, it looks like, from Van Nuys to New York. And 25 tons of carbon dioxide just for that one trip.
He traveled 3,589 miles from West Hampton, New York, the Tony Hamptons, to Amsterdam, Netherlands, burning $21,183 worth of fuel and 32 tons of carbon dioxide. Then the plane went on to Rotterdam, the Netherlands, then returned to West Hampton. That was another 38 tons of carbon. Wow.
Yeah. That round trip was $45,000 of jet fuel. And it was 70 tons of carbon dioxide. And he's terrified of global warming. That's what's fascinating.
The average American has an annual carbon footprint of 16 tons. And the average global footprint is actually only 4 tons per person. But Spielberg's jet emitted 179 tons over just 2 months.
So the average person is 16 tons?
U.S.
He blows that by the time he flies to Chicago from here.
Right, because there's a lot of poor countries. The average in the global is only 4 tons per person.
One flight to Chicago equals one American's annual output.
Yeah.
What a colossal.
These people have no credibility. They're phonies. This is
what they
do.
What do they get out of scolding the unwashed? What is it about scolding?
Every other problem we talk about, too. They push these, quote, horrible homeless situations on us because they're isolated from the problem.
But, the regular public is what made him rich and famous. These are his customers. Why is he scolding his customers? But he took his customers' money and he bought himself a fancy jet. And now he takes their money and flies all over the world, blows out all this carbon dioxide, and then blames us for what? I don't understand.
It's like the headline under this. John Kerry's family's private jet submitted over 300 metric tons of carbon since Biden took office. Unbelievable. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about Germany. And because of the situation with Ukraine and Russia's invasion, their energy supply is dwindling. They've had to make some tough choices. It's kind of similar to what California is doing with nuclear and gas-powered plants. We'll talk about all this coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, we just talked about phony Steven Spielberg flying his private jet all over the world and squawking about climate change and all the dangers and be responsible for your personal behaviors. There'll be another celebrity we're going to talk about after the news at 4:30, but it's for a completely different sort of sordid reason. That'll come up after the news. Now we turn to Germany. A great editorial in the New York Post that ran over the weekend by the Post editorial board. Germany's painful lesson for U.S. climate warriors on the dangers of going green. Europe's wishful thinking in going green has landed in hot water, or maybe cold water, since it's now short on energy for heating. And that's got Germany reversing course. Leaders there last week said they plan to keep the country's three last nuclear power plants running, at least temporarily, to avoid having to divert natural gas for electricity. That pauses a years-long march away from nuclear power that's backed by much of the German public, even though nuclear energy production emits virtually no greenhouse gases.
You know what's funny? In Germany, and California is much like this too, much of the public gets on the bandwagon because they think, well, this is cool. This is proper. You know, you want to be part of the cool kids, right? You want to be progressive. Everybody in California is progressive, just like in Germany. And you want to do the right thing. And this is what our leaders are telling us. This is what science is telling us, our experts, right? Yeah. So everybody wants, nobody wants to be a contrarian. Nobody wants being risk being ostracized by their social group. Imagine you go to, lunch. And all the ladies at lunch are going on about how terrible climate change is, and then you pipe up and say, well, I don't think there's any other way we're going to be able to heat our homes and get air conditioning and drive to work. Well, they'd all stare at you. It's like, how dare you? Are you not woke enough?
The government is also looking to restart 16 mothballed coal-burning power plants. That's right, coal.
How about that? 16.
16.
That 16 that are closed and they're reopening it. That is the dirtiest way to make energy, coal. And you know why? Because wind and solar never produced enough for Germany. They thought they wouldn't need coal anymore and they wouldn't need nuclear anymore. They thought
what
they
year did they think that was going to happen?
And they bet all the only other energy source they bet on was Russian natural gas.
That was a mistake.
Yeah. And then Russia cut its gas exports by 80%.
And it's threatening to end them altogether because of Germany's support for Ukraine.
Now, the reason you have a diversified source of energy is like having a diversified stock portfolio. You're never sure what kind of disaster is going to hit, and you're going to need to use the other sources. So you do have some wind and solar there.
Right.
But you've got to rely on the basics. First of all, nuclear is the best, absolutely unquestionably the best when it comes to zero emissions. And we have hundreds of nuclear plants operating around the world.
So they have to cut gas consumption by at least 20% to avoid shortfalls. The government's already imposing limits. But as they write here, the fantasy all along, of course, was to think a fossil fuel cutoff would speed a shift to renewables and or nudge people to cut down on energy use. By massively increasing renewable energy and accelerating the expansion of the electricity grid, we can show it's possible to shut nuke plants without jeopardizing energy security. That was the energy and climate minister, Robert Habeck, who said that just this year.
Yeah.
Oh, but then reality turned out different. Germany has simply turned to Russian gas, which meant just as much greenhouse gas emissions and more vulnerability to a hostile and unpredictable supply.
So how could you trust your climate minister when just a few months ago he said it's possible to shut nuke plants without jeopardizing energy security, and now a few months later they got to keep three open, and they're cranking up the coal plants? Why is this guy in office? How does he have a job? Why would anyone listen to him for the rest of his life? How do you miss on that?
Because when people really get caught up in the movement, they refuse to see reality until it's too late.
And isn't that like a cult? Isn't that like a religious movement? What areas in life do people suspend their rational thought and start believing in myth? They start believing in magical thinking. Oh, well, we'll just shut all the nuke plants and all the natural gas plants and all the coal plants, and we'll just wait for the wind to blow and the sun to shine. You're in Germany. The sun doesn't shine much. Well, the wind. Oh, the wind just stopped. Oh.
Even if Russia did not invade Ukraine and cause this new problem for Germany, why were they importing so much natural gas from Russia?
Think it all came out?
I don't think so. I think it almost did.
It almost did. I think I stopped short of the tape.
Well, I dumped it.
You dumped it anyway. Okay.
Wow, we're safe.
All this garbage is way overhyped because it's trendy and cool. And because the progressivism has become this cult movement, this religious movement, where people are no longer believing in fact and reality, but they're believing in mythology. They're believing in magic.
So what they did was, right, they moved away and shut down a lot of their coal-producing plants. But then, this probably goes back years, someone said, well, I'm going to come up short here. I don't think the renewables. All right, then we got to get natural gas. Let's contract with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were doing. And then, of course, Ukraine came along, and now that's flat into the wall because Russia's going to punish Germany. It says here, even before the Ukraine war, in December, gas prices had quadrupled from 2 years before, despite lower demand during the pandemic. And Germany still might not have enough to avoid disaster. So, yeah, that's the price you pay for trying to... And it's the same thing we have here in California. This is why we have the highest electricity rates in the nation. This is also one of the reasons why we have the highest gas prices in the nation. We're trying to be some sort of leader on and showing the world what you can do to reduce the climate problems. And it's costing the consumer and the residents badly. And now Germany's out on a limb here with the at least we don't have the Russian problem with natural gas, but
you know how many nuclear reactors there are in the world? 449. So if we're all living with 449, why don't we have double that, triple that, 10 times that?
Yeah, the objection is it's obviously not a greenhouse gas emissions thing. It's just people are still spooked out by nuclear disaster.
But we're living with 400.
And others believe that they kill all the fish because of the way they churn out the water.
But first of all, we're more important than the fish. Secondly, we're living with 449. So that's a big enough risk that we're all living with. If you're going to live with 449, you might as well live with 1,049. Look, in France, they're not France is laid up largely of wieners. But they have almost 60 in France. 60.
All right. When we return, we'll talk about he's pretty old now, a celebrity actor who already got in trouble in New Jersey for groping women. And now he comes back to California, and you won't believe what he did in a local park in Malibu. Coming up next.
That's another place that I go to.
Okay. Have you seen him there?
I go to Palisades Park, And that's where the dog ate the opioid pill and went blind, right?
Yes, that was in the Santa story Monica. Last hour.
Right. Now, this place in Malibu, we go walking too. Now I got to watch.
You might run into the celebrity with his pants down.
Yeah. Isn't this great? John and Ken Show.
All right, we had started out the first hour wondering what Governor Dippity Do would do and possibly turning him into Governor Heroin. He did veto the drug injection bill that was on his desk for probably the maximum amount of time, because if he did not veto it today and rather just passed on it, like didn't sign it either, it would become law. So he actually issued, it was the only veto he made today. He signed a whole bunch of bills. That's the one he said no to.
Yeah, and he was quite definitive about the reasons, and they're obvious reasons, you know. since he's going to be running for president, he figured, hey, we're not going to take the risk of drug bazaars and thousands.
So they'll turn this into a big story against me, and I don't want to. What's the benefit here versus that? Forget it.
Right, but it's interesting. He waited until the last minute to finally veto it.
Yeah,
I mean, he should have said something while they were debating this thing, right? And I'm thinking, if he wasn't running for president, that he would have signed this,
right?
Because I don't, how does this even get through to the legislature? Because his staff could have told the legislature, don't even try. In fact, the governor is going to be very public that this is crazy.
All right, now we are going to talk about another celebrity. Celebrity of some. 78-year-old Gary Busey is in some degree of trouble, and then there's another story that we'll get to in a moment. He was invited. They were very excited. John is aware of Cherry Hill, New Jersey. At a DoubleTree Hotel. They were having a convention called Monster Mania. And they were excited to announce that actor Gary Busey had agreed to appear August 16th through the 18th at this event. Well, apparently, at least three women complained that there was inappropriate touching by Mr. Busey during a autograph signing event, and he has been charged.
How do you?
He's facing sex crime charges.
How do you do that? Because autograph signing, you're usually sitting behind a table, right? And
maybe they leaned in.
They leaned in, and
he
then
got up and said, "Let's pose for a picture together." And then, put his hands where they shouldn't be. I don't have the details of the complaints, but there were at least, I see from the story, three different women that said
seems
he was touchy-feely.
It's on the mild side because it's fourth-degree criminal sexual contact.
That generally means like over the clothes, probably.
Yeah, right. Maybe a squeeze. One count of fourth-degree attempted criminal sexual contact. That means you go for a squeeze and you miss. You reach out to grab something and she dodges it.
Or maybe, she smacked your hand away or something like that.
Pass intercepted.
Police think that more people might come forward now that the charges have been made public. They got multiple complaints about the actor during the event.
Well, he was
it was about contact. It was about touching.
He's 78.
He was a featured guest for all 3 days of Monster Mania Con, but was removed after the allegations surface. I was going to say, what did he have to do with horror? He was in some sequel movie Predator 2 in 1990.
I don't know.
He was kind of a second-rate actor, but he did get a nomination for the Buddy Holly story.
Oh, that's right.
Ago. Yeah.
You know, I'd forgotten this, but back in 1988, he lost control of his motorcycle and sustained severe head injuries.
Yeah, he's also had problems with drugs, speaking of safe injections.
So between
cocaine problems.
The drugs and smashing his head up in the motorcycle accident.
I have one quote from the Daily Beast. Woman said the following. Well, we were smoking cigarettes outside and Busey was standing next to me. And at one point he grabbed me firmly between my legs and ran his hand up to my stomach and grabbed my breasts.
Oh.
The actor then grabbed her hand and put it over his member. That's her complaint. That's at least one of the complaints.
Did that happen?
No, that's pretty graphic.
That happened now? Because that came right after it said he was accused in 2011 during Celebrity
Apprentice.
Oh,
you're right. That was the Apprentice show.
Yeah.
You're right. That's
a
different incident.
He's been doing this a long time.
Yeah, at 78, I think he also may be entering, particularly since he's had drug problems, into some real
dementia.
Senior dementia years, because the next story that we're going to tell you is a Daily Mail special complete with photos from this park in Malibu that apparently Gary Busey, this happened over the weekend, not long after, I guess, he was charged and released. He came back to Southern California. He lives in Malibu, and he is, he's sitting in the park with his pants down. And, completely down.
And he's got his hands...
Smoking a cigar.
Yeah, and he's playing with a cigar there.
This is Point Doom Park in Malibu.
See, I've been there. I've been there, and I was at Palisades Park where they found the blind dog.
Yeah, because the West Side is full of problems now.
I mean, he can't go anywhere. Seriously.
There's too much tolerance of questionable people and questionable behavior, and you got drugs on the ground that dogs are ingesting and going blind, and you got an old guy sitting on a bench with his pants down.
And
there's no doubting the story because they have the photograph of him
with his hands in his pants.
He's smiling, too, yeah.
Well, because what do you think he's doing?
He was looking at the phone, too. I wonder if he was looking at something pornographic. And
I think he was pleasuring himself.
Couldn't resist the impulse to... to perhaps touch himself. he's wearing a t-shirt that says Bodie's Dogs. Looks like it's a movie screenshot or something like that.
So. Oh, geez. So he went to the park to pleasure himself.
You've never seen him there, huh?
No. But boy, can you stop that? What is that?
Oh, that's just a problem here. Don't worry about it.
They're
working
okay.
on something in my house.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, ignore that. It's nothing to... You thought I was playing a sound effect?
He thought it was me.
He was playing a sound effect. I thought maybe that was a vibrator or something.
Oh, wow, that would have been...
I thought you were adding a little color to what it...
That
would have
been pretty... Yeah, that would have been pretty colorful of Mr. Technical Director to stick in
I
a,
stick with the Boeing and the Larry Flynn.
Right.
Yeah, he's
right.
got the same three sound
Well,
effects
you can see where my head is at. I'm looking at a picture of Gary Busey with his hands in his pants, and I hear the...
And I'm thinking, grinding right, sound.
That's kind of funny.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken show, Deborah, Mark. So that vibrator went off at your house? Is that the story? Deborah, what? Mark has the news.
What?
Not you.
Yeah, I know, but that was a weird segue.
Oh, to segue
to
into
me,
your news?
Yeah, yes. And then you're sort of looking at me, but you were asking Ken. And... anyway.
Do you feel harassed?
Yes, I do. I'm going to go to HR right now.
Yeah, nobody's home there.
Strange. We're talking about explosions. You know what that is? They're installing a new water heater in my home because the other one almost blew up on Friday. Good thing I was home because I heard this pounding noise. And I ignored it at first because I thought it was coming from the street.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't stop. So one of the commercial breaks, I ran down and looked and the whole thing was making a sound. So I unplugged it and it's the water heater's blown. So they're putting in a new one.
Oh,
so.
Could it have blown up?
That's what I'm thinking. The guy didn't say that necessarily.
I wonder what that would have sounded
but
like.
But it was a sound almost like a gunshot noise, like a real pounding. Yeah. And I couldn't believe that's what it was. I thought it was just somebody doing the job on construction down the street. And then until I went in the garage and looked at it and heard it.
So. You would have had a flood of boiling water all over.
Yeah, or I would have been like in flames. And so speaking of explosions, one of the big stories coming out of the Russia-Ukraine war is that one of Putin's, well, it depends on who you talk to. He's considered an ultra-nationalist. His name is Alexander Dugin. His daughter got blown up. It was a car bombing. The Russians are blaming the Ukrainians for this act. It happened on Saturday at a highway in a wealthy district outside of Moscow. The daughter's name is Daria Dugina. And I guess that's what they do in Russian. It's his last name with an A on the end. Is that what they do with the females?
I don't know.
Anyway, he said he was driving in a separate car behind his daughter, and the explosion went off. She was killed by an explosion right in front of my eyes. He then, in typical fashion, he blamed it on the Nazi Ukrainian regime. There's that Nazi flag again.
I know.
As the Times says, repeating the Kremlin's false description of Ukraine as a Nazi state. Dugin has a relationship. Some called him Putin's brain. Remember, Karl Rove used to be Bush's brain. And he's another one of these people that really supports the idea that Russia ought to be the big thing in Europe, that they should take these countries back that were part of the old Soviet Union. He was a big believer in this. So whether or not some believe if they did this, they were targeting him and not her. They just got the wrong car, I guess.
Yeah, or it's a message to him. Although some people wondered if it was Putin turning on his inner circle.
Oh, that's a good theory. Did this guy say something wrong?
No, I don't know. It's just that it's made. I just read one story, and you know, when stuff happens, you get every possible angle.
Yes, you do.
And stuff is made
and
up.
And every conspiracy.
Right, but that, you know, this is a way of sending a message to the inner circle to stay in line. But I don't know if he'd been rebellious in some way or not.
The New York Times says the relationship between Putin and Dugin is opaque. Some analysts say it's overstated, but he's apparently been on Russian television for years to promote the idea of an imperialist and aggressive Russia. So and so has she. I'm sorry. She espouses many of her father's views. She's also been espousing the same idea.
Maybe it was
that Russia ought to take back a lot of the territory.
Right. So maybe the Ukrainians got sick of the both of them.
Yeah, that's a very specific and difficult thing to do, to go to Moscow and blow up a car when you're in the middle of a big war and you got. Would this in any way cause Putin to back down, or is this just a way of saying, we can get to you, we can get close to you?
Putin has absolutely no conscience. He doesn't care.
No. The statement that the father put out, "Our hearts yearn for more than revenge or retribution. We only need our victory. My daughter laid her maiden life on its altar. So win, please." Oh. How about that? That was a message from the father through a business associate.
Well, you know, he's been a warmonger all his life. All his philosophies have led to tens of thousands of people dying in Ukraine, not to mention, you know, 75,000 Russian soldiers. So now he's writing poems about his daughter. Well, what about everybody else's daughter in Ukraine that have died, and all the Russian sons that have been sent to their deaths? You know, it's great. I'm looking at a picture of him, and he's, you know, this balding, bearded guy. Looks like one of these intellectuals safe in his little tower, right? And he can sit and he could write. Too, He could write provocative things and go on TV and say provocative things. But who's getting the bullets here? It's all the kids.
Yeah. And you can't act like you're innocent if the both of you are on TV advocating taking over Ukraine and killing people. You're going to have to kill people to do that. So there's no way around it.
And there was a story the other day. Oh, this was in the LA Times. Russia's most hidden crime in Ukraine. Rape of women, girls, men, and boys.
Oh, yeah, I saw that
story. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It was unbelievably outrageous. These Russian soldiers are running around raping everybody in sight. They think there are 25,000 active cases of suspected war crimes, according to investigators. 25,000. And a certain percentage of them are there just, they storm into a town and they rape everybody in sight. And they don't care what you are. I mean, what kind of soldiers run around raping little boys and girls?
Because this is a ragtag band. They've also been, remember, Putin was using some sort of mercenary military guys to do this.
But
he's been hiring some people.
But seriously.
They have no morals. They don't care.
Is there something in the DNA? Something in the culture? How do you get this many men to get that wound up? Not only to murder people, but sexually attack them all. What is that?
War kind of unleash the real primitive mind where people feel like there's no rules?
Apparently so.
Who's going to know? I can do what I want. Here's my chance. This person looks good. I'm going to take her. And
it's just overwhelming how much violence has gone on here. I mean, it says they've done torture, execution style killings, starvation, rapes. Yeah. So, you know, pardon me for not, weeping over this monster's daughter getting blown up when the two of them have been advocating this all their lives.
Well, yeah, there's going to be bloodshed if you think you're going to take over the world or at least a big chunk of that territory in Europe.
Why? That's what I don't understand. What is it? Why are you so desperate to have the extra land? Most of the land is useless. It's useless mountains and deserts. What are you going to do with it? Just to say you have it? To say, I'm from Russia. Russia is a big, gigantic monster of a power now. Yes, look at all the
history books, right?
Look at all the empty land we have now. What's wrong with you?
All right, we got more coming up.
I don't understand. John and Ken, Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.